Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the Islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Hey, Right Here in Mass listeners, I'm excited to have Rebecca Barr on the show with us today. Rebecca has over 9 years of experience in education in both Tennessee and Boston. After teaching for 3 years, she joined the MA Department of Education to work on the Early College Initiative. As of 2023, the program has grown in size and budget from 1,000 students and $2 million in funding statewide to over 6,000 students and $23 million in funds. Her work directly supports Governor Baker's goal that by the end of the 2020s, half of all Massachusetts high schoolers will either be enrolled in vocational work slash training or in the early college program. Rebecca, thank you so much for being here today. Please share more about your career and what led you to where you are now.
Cool. Thank you, Ashley. Hi, everyone. Nice to be able to speak to you all today. As you heard, my background is in education. I started as a teacher, but even before that, actually, I went to college in Memphis, Tennessee, where I had a lot of internships and opportunities to work with a variety of school children from kindergarten up until high school. I also had quite a few policy opportunities in the city to be able to work for local governments as well as state governments and kind of see the different initiatives that were going on at local and then broader state levels. And so I wanted to become a teacher. I said, you know, what state in the country are they teaching the best teachers? And that was in Massachusetts. So I was able to join Teach for America. And I taught for 2 years in the Boston area, specifically in South Boston and Dorchester. I really loved working with middle school students, actually, because I liked that every day was just so different. You know, you never knew if a kid needed like a hug or if they wanted to throw a chair at you. I mean, both happened on any given week. It was just, it was crazy and I loved it. But then after that, I realized that I wanted to advance my career a little bit more and kind of get out of the classroom and focus on political change and systemic change. So I actually went back to Memphis, Tennessee, and started doing some grassroots work while teaching, speaking at board meetings, et cetera. And another opportunity came up that brought me back here to Massachusetts. First is a fellowship position for the newly developed Massachusetts Early College Program Initiative, which is actually not just at DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, but it's housed between DESE, the Department of Higher Education, and the Executive Office of Education. And if any of you have listened to Governor Baker's statewide addresses in the past few years, early college is mentioned in every single one of his addresses. And it will definitely be on the platform in the next governor's election as well. It's definitely a political topic, but it's a topic and area that's gained a lot of momentum since the 3 years that I joined. And I'm really excited to be a part of this work. Our team even has grown. Originally, this initiative was my boss and myself, of course, but also, you know, governed and overseen by other leadership in education. But now there are 4 full-time staff members, and we're looking at increasing that as well, just to be able to serve even thousands more students in Massachusetts starting in fall 2022.
Amazing. And I told Becca, for our listeners, before we started recording, that I was super excited to have her on the show after learning about the initiative, because truthfully, I had not heard about it before. And after looking through the website and all of the information that's going into it, I think it's something that is really progressive and amazing for the state. And so I know you mentioned that in June 2019, you had the fellowship for the program, which is what led you to where you are now. Did that opportunity kind of just like fall in your lap and you randomly stumbled upon it, or were you searching and came across it?
Networking is just so important, I think, in any field. And I knew that in education, unfortunately, even on the school level, you know, there's so much nepotism, but it's also, you know, it's good to know who is making the laws and policies that say what happens in your school. So I was kept informed of a lot of opportunities across the country. The Leadership for Educational Equity is a really great nonprofit that actually prioritizes placing teachers in the field of education, in specifically in policy and political areas, to really empower them and say, like, these people know what's going on in the classroom. They should be at the table making the decisions and not necessarily people who are, you know, career politicians.
Right.
So it was through that networking and through that organization that I was able to get this position.
Amazing. And I imagine that you've kind of like shifted gears dramatically over the past few years, especially with the amazing growth that we mentioned of going from 1,000 students to 6,000 and $2 million in funding to 23 million. So what's been like your favorite or most exciting part of kind of shifting into this role and being able to be a part of such an awesome program?
Yeah, I think, working in the public sector is very different than working in the private sector. There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of bureaucracy. You know, funding comes through tax dollars, taxpayer dollars, or other means of, you know, public revenue. But I think the most exciting thing is that this Early College Initiative truly has grown as an initiative like any nonprofit or other startup. And so there's a lot of developing pieces while pieces are being implemented on the ground. And it's really fantastic to know that the work that's being done by my team and myself is going to impact schools from, you know, Boston all the way to Springfield and the Berkshires to the South Coast, you know, up to Pittsfield, up to Lynn, to Salem. And so it's great to know that there's that this work is important. It's seen as important by the state, and it's rapidly growing, which is super exciting.
Definitely. And one thing that you mentioned that I think is really awesome about it, especially, is the fact that, like you said, it's statewide. So not just focusing on the Boston area, but really making sure we get people all the way from Western Mass to Cape and the Islands and anything and everything in between.
Yeah, it's a really exciting in that way too. There are quite a few high schools that are designated, which means that they've met the criteria to be approved by us to receive state funding and guidance and support in implementing these programs, right? This is the kids' futures that we're talking about here. And I should say a little bit more about what early college looks like in a high school, but this upcoming year, we actually had 27 new programs that have expressed interest. Yeah, which is really exciting. But right now, I don't have the number exactly in front of me, but I can send it to you and send more information along. But we do have over 50 high schools already involved. So we're looking at really at doubling this number in the next year as well.
Amazing. And yeah, I would love for you to share what early college looks like in a high school for our listeners who might not know what that is.
Wonderful. So I can start with a really strong program that we have here in Massachusetts is Lawrence High School. Mm-hmm. So Lawrence High School is a very large public high school. Of course, they have two early college partners, which are two higher ed institutions. One is Merrimack College, which is a private college, and the other is Northern Essex Community College. And so what this program looks like is that students in 9th and 10th grade first hear about the early college program, maybe from a community event, from other teachers, from just marketing and recruiting, and they're learning what high school is all about, but they're also learning about the opportunities that are available to them. And then in 10th grade, they'll take a course that will prepare them for college courses. Like, what does it mean to write an essay for a professor? What does an email look like? How do you manage your time to study? All of those things that other people learn when they're 18 and they're already in high school on a college campus, mm-hmm. the students are learning faster and on the ground and in 10th grade. And then in 11th and 12th grade, typically students actually begin taking college courses. Merrimack specifically has a fantastic STEM and engineering program for high school students. So the upper levels of high school students will actually take college courses with other high school kids, but on Merrimack campus in the morning, because college kids don't like morning classes. So there's a lot of space open for high school students that have to be in school in the early morning. So the kids will be transported together from the high school to Merrimack College. They'll take courses together and then they'll come back to the high school campus, and actually other high school teachers will help them understand the assignment, help them stay on top of their schoolwork. So it's really a nice way to break down college, approach college in a way that's meaningful and real. And it's all free to the students and the families involved. Everything is absolutely covered by the state. And that's actually an expectation, is that this is an opportunity, especially for students who otherwise wouldn't go to college. Students of color, students who are learning English as a second language, students who have disabilities. And this program is really going to change the way that folks think about going to college, because it's going to bring college to the table a lot sooner. And hopefully this initiative will make college a reality for many more of those communities across the state. We know it's already having a positive impact. We know that the students who graduate from our early college programs are going to college at significantly higher rates than kids who look like them in the state, and they're staying in college. So I'm not a person to believe in like a silver bullet. Like, you know, every year someone says this is the thing that's going to fix education. But for Massachusetts, for right now, and given the data that we've already had, I can say that this is significantly going to change the lives of thousands of students every year moving forward.
Absolutely. And I did want to mention with our listeners that we are recording this in July 2022, because since things are moving so amazingly quickly with the program, I imagine that things will be even bigger and better depending on when people might listen to it. But I think it also with the program too, I imagine it can help to kind of relieve the anxiety or overwhelm that students might have about college and not knowing what they want to do with the rest of their life at 18 years old. And just being able to kind of dip your toes into the water and get a taste of that experience can just really make people feel so much more comfortable with the process.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a confidence builder. And that's why as a state, we strongly encourage that these programs actually bring high school students to the college campus, so they can even participate in clubs and leadership opportunities. They can go to tutoring centers in the college campus. They can see other folks who go to college that look like them. And really that helps alleviate, like you mentioned, imposter syndrome and build confidence. And it's done free in a low risk way, in fact, or at no risk for students to try it and be able to see, you know, what is out there for me? What can I do? And how can I get the skills to be able to accomplish what I want?
Absolutely. And I love that it sounds like it benefits both the students and the colleges, because I imagine the colleges are getting seen by students who might not have considered them before, and it might really help to with their enrollment or help them to think about maybe how they might change their freshman orientation process and things like that, with getting new students acclimated to being in college and what it's like to kind of go through that journey in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, you know, COVID really significantly impacted the college going rates of students across the state, but especially those students who were on the brink of not going to college, students who were perhaps low income, students who might have had an unstable family life. As soon as COVID hit, everyone's at home. College classes are no longer on the college campuses. They're remote, they're online, they might be held asynchronously, which means it's not at a set time during the day, you just turn in your work. And so unfortunately, across the state, there was that huge drop. But we do see that this program is beneficial to community colleges, despite that drop in enrollment from the COVID pandemic, but just in general, it brings prepared students to the college campuses and increases their enrollment. And unfortunately, Massachusetts is actually 49th in the country for the amount of state funding that goes to its public colleges and universities, despite the fact that we have so many public colleges and universities here in the state. We underfund them. So this is definitely one way both to bring funding and students who are capable and interested and will, you know, be significantly, their lives will be significantly changed by this experience.
Definitely. And I know you touched about this a little bit, but I'd love to dive into it a little bit further, which is the fact that the early college program is about to bring a drastic change to educational opportunities for underrepresented student populations in higher education. So could you share a little bit more about what that means for the state and what that might look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna give an example. Let's take one of There is a district in the Cape Cod region that has expressed interest in working with early college. And if you look up this high school, this district online, you can see, oh, actually like 75% of their students their high school students go to college. Like, why do they need this program? Why do they need this intensive thing for their students when three quarters of them are already going to college? And when you dive deeper into it, actually only 33% of those 75% of students actually stay in college after the first year. And that's hugely problematic, because that means that you have, let's say, out of 100 students in a graduating class, 75 go to college, only 33 of that original 100 are even staying. And that means that there's a huge percentage of the students that tried college, didn't know perhaps if they liked it. They've now taken on debt to be able to try this thing out, and they're not staying. So that's a really strong example of a community that would be positively impacted by this program, or of course, perhaps more urban districts that overall have a lower college going rate, specifically for the populations I mentioned, students of color, specifically Black and Latinx students, students who are low income, who otherwise might not be able to afford college or try on college, et cetera.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned that the COVID pandemic had really affected the college enrollment, and it was a challenge. Have there been any other challenges that you've had to work through throughout the past 3 years?
I think one broader piece of value, I guess, that we're trying to, we being just the Department of Education in Massachusetts, is to convey what equity looks like. A lot of people throw around the term equity or equality in education, but also in other places, and understanding that that doesn't mean every kid has a shot at this early college program and they can go to college for free. Equity means specifically working with student populations that otherwise have no chance of going to college, that aren't thinking of going to college, that have never considered it, or all these barriers exist for them to be able to put it on their, on their future wish list, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's been difficult to work with more affluent school districts and communities that think that all means all, and that's what equity is, and that's not what equity is. So I think that that's an ongoing discussion and education piece that we're trying to teach through policy. And it's been difficult, because you can't just tell a school district, hey, actually, you don't get it. You don't understand what equity is.
Yeah.
And so it's been an interesting piece to navigate, certainly.
Absolutely. And what has been like the most positive outcome that has come from the program, besides students being able to really feel comfortable with the whole college process and have more opportunities to go through with it?
Ooh. I don't know. I think that, I mean, the data would point to so many positive pieces that even before going to college, the FAFSA, right? That form that you fill out in high school.
Oh God.
And your financial aid, right? Seeing significant increases in the number of students that even just fill out that piece of paperwork that expresses their interest in going to college. Students graduate at higher rates. Many early college students actually stay in the state, which means that they're staying in their local colleges. A lot of them continue to attend the public colleges that they started in high school. And then, of course, they continue through the college process. And so there's a lot of positive milestones just along the way that we're seeing. So I can't pinpoint it to one piece, except that the data looks good, throughout the students' educational journey.
Which is so interesting to hear all of those stats that you have been able to share and all of the progress that's been made.
Yeah, we have just this past year, we had, I'm not going to share the name of the colleges, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I do know many of the community colleges that we work with are actually awarding high school students their associate's degrees before they graduate from high school.
That's
so
amazing.
You'll have your college associate degree, and then next week you'll have your high school graduation. And so you'll end your high school senior year with two pieces of paper. And both of those were absolutely free to you.
Wow. What an amazing thing to offer. And then be able to just, again, further help students to go through with this process. But how would you say that the program has been similar or different to other states' programs?
Massachusetts is very clear in the policy that this is for students who are underrepresented in higher education. The populations that I've been mentioning. And also there's statewide funding to support this program, whereas other states, there might be a dual enrollment program where the state might fund some college credits for a student to go to a local high school, go to a local community college or college and take some classes. But this is, Massachusetts is very intentional in how this program was designed, that the high school has to be on board, the college has to be on board. It's set courses that are transferable, English 101, intro to statistics. It varies by program to program. And that it's absolutely free for students. And so I think that that design piece really makes it unique and also will give us an opportunity to truly say that we're closing the gaps in college going rates across the state.
Yes. And I especially like after just hearing all the stuff that the program is involved with, I especially love hearing the part that it's free because that is a big burden to a lot of families, the financial burden that comes with going to college and how it can cost, depending on the school that you go to, $250,000 throughout the course of 4 years. So I love that this program is free for the schools that it's available for and gives students that opportunity without worrying about how they might be able to fund that themselves.
And even to find the time to, part of the requirements for the designated early college programs in the high schools and higher education institutions that we work with is that all of the college courses have to be done during the school day. No weekend work, no after school work. Summer pieces can be optional. Certainly there's always, you know, more options available to students. But even transportation is free, access is free, and academic support from the high school has to be built in and provided. Students are not doing this independently. They are not doing this alone. They are not taking any financial risk either, which truly is remarkable to think about it.
Absolutely. And now to shift to a different subject, but still along the lines of local business, what are your personal favorite local businesses to support in the state?
I love Voltage. It's a fantastic boutique actually in Wakefield. The owner is wonderful. They have really stylish pieces. I really like supporting Grazy, which is a charcuterie board company. But funny enough, my grandmother actually has a goat farm in New Hampshire.
And oh, my goodness.
And so Grazy actually uses some of that cheese. And so I really like women supporting other women businesses. So I think those would have to be my favorite here in Boston.
Oh, that's amazing. Becca, I have loved being able to share more with our listeners about the Early College Initiative. And it's something that I feel excited about, and I can only imagine how they feel as they're listening to it. So if they would like to learn more about the program, could you please share where they can find out about it online or any social media profiles relating to the program that they can follow?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of different pages online. If someone were to Google Massachusetts Early College, I think that's the easiest way to navigate your way around. But there is a mass.edu early college page, and that's hosted by the Department of Higher Education. There's a DOE early college page, and that's hosted by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Someone could also Google or look up www.maearlycollege.com. And that is specifically a website for resources for high schools and colleges that are considering learning more about the early college program. And last but not least, there is a great nonprofit agency that has just started recently in the past year that provides consulting and support. And that is MA4EC.
Perfect. And I will make sure to link to all of these in the show notes so that way our listeners can click through and find out more information there. But thank you so much again for coming on the show, Becca, and sharing more about this awesome program.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Ashley. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.